This is a Bikias recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Amid Beis. We are on the first line of Chaf Amid Beis, and the Mishnah had said, "V'kulan she'asu mishallah amud ha'shachar kosher." So we said all of the things, starting with Mikra Megillah, need to be done during the day, and therefore we should wait until after Hanetzachama, sunrise. However, if b'di'evid you did it after dawn, that is sufficient b'di'evid, you are yotze. You know, honey, from where do I know this? Amar Rabba, Amar Cross. Rabba says, we quotes the pasuk, "Vayikra Elohim Elokim Laor Yom." Right, so Hashem called the light day. L'meir uva karo yom. So we darshan from there that if it's getting lighter, as it's getting lighter, that is already called day. Elameata, but based on this, ulachoshech kara laila, it says Hashem called darkness night. L'machshech uva karo laila. So he should call it night as soon as it starts to get dark. Right? And hakaim alam, but don't we paskin da'at tzeisa kochavim lav lailahu. It's not nighttime until tzeisa kochavim, when it's already actually dark, as opposed to getting dark. So if you say that it's yom is when it's getting light, why isn't laila when it's getting dark? Ela amar Rav Zeira me'achas. So Rav Zeira says, no, we have a different source from here. And we quote from the banachnu osim b'malacha, the chitzim machazikim baramachim me'alos hashachar ad tzeisa kochavim. So Pasuk in Nechemiah says, we were working, doing our work, and half of them were holding spears from alos hashachar until, from dawn until tzeisa kochavim, until when the stars came out. So va'omer, and it says, right, va'omer, and it says, v'haya lanu laila lemishmar, right? So the nighttime was when we guarded ourselves. So what do you see? My ve'omer, what does it mean? And it also says, v'chitim v'mishalom v'rashachar lav yamamahu. And let me just go back and explain this a little better. It says that we were doing our work, me'alos hashachar tzeisa kochavim. So it sounds like that's morning till night. Alos hashachar tzeisa kochavim. So then why do I need the rest of it in saying that the laila was for a mishmar, that we were guarding at night and not working at night? So he says, no, because if you say me'alos hashachar lav yamama umichi arva shimsha lilya, maybe when the dawn is not really the morning, and that's not really considered day yet, and it's already nighttime when the sun starts to set. The inu maknem yamachshechei, and they, meaning the people who were doing their work, they were just very hard workers, and they would get up early and stay up late at night to do their work. So tashma, hayalanu alayla, mishmar vayom alacha. So it says specifically, no, we only worked during the day. We guarded ourselves at night. So you see that these are valid definitions of day and night, and thus we have the source for how we know that alos hashachar is considered day, at least not lechatchila. That's the whole question in the Rishonim. Why do we say then it's only b'di'evid that you can have, that you can read the Megillah after alos hashachar, but not for now. Says the Mishnah, kol hayom kasha l'kriyas ha-Megillah. You can read the Megillah the entire day. U'l'kriyas ha-Halah, you can say Halah the entire day. U'l'kriyas shofar, and you can blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah the entire day. U'l'tfilas lulav, you take the lulav on Sukkot the entire day. U'l'tfilas ha-Musaf, you can have Musaf the entire day. U'l'musaf, the actual Musaf, you can bring the korban the entire day. U'l'vidoy ha-parim. And also you can say vidoy over the par that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, or the parim that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur all day. Levidoy meiser, and when you bring your when you do beer on your meiseros, so you can also do, you say vidoy at that point, that can be done the entire day. Levidoy Yom Kippurim, and the mitzvah to say vidoy on Yom Kippur can be done the entire day. Lesmicha, for putting your hands on certain karbanos, like the karban shlamim, etc., that can be done the entire day. L'shchita, to shech the carbon the entire day. L'tnufa, to wave certain carbonos, like the parts of a carbon shlamim, get waved before you bring it on the mizbeach. L'hagasha, to touch the korban mincha to the mizbeach, can be done the entire day. L'kamitza, the mitzvah of kamitza, where you take three fingers full of flour and you burn that on the mizbeach for korban mincha, that can be done the entire day. L'haktara, to take that part and burn it on the mizbeach, can be done the entire day. L'malika, to shecht a bird korban, which is done with the hand, not with a knife, that can be done the entire day. Kabbalah, to catch the dam in the special kli shares, after you shecht the korban, that's been done the entire day. L'hazaya, to sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, that can be done the entire day. L'hashkias sota, you can have a woman drink the sota water anytime during the day. L'arifas egla, you can do egla rufa anytime during the day. Taras HaMetzora, they bring the special korbanos and the process of putting the dam and the other things on the Metzora can be done anytime during the day. Okay, those are all the mitzvahs that we say you can do anytime during the day. Kol HaLaila Kosher, what about the entire night? What is that time kosher for? The following mitzvahs. Kitziras HaOmer, to cut down the barley the night before we bring the Korban Omer. There's a special Kitziras HaOmer ceremony. That can be done the entire night. Ulahakder Chalav Meivarm. And also to burn the parts of the Korban that were not burned during the day, we can burn them overnight. Zeh HaKlal. And this is the general rule that comes from this discussion. Davar Shemitzvasa B'yom Kosher Kol HaYom. Davar Shemitzvasa B'layla Kosher Kol HaLayla. Anything that the mitzvah is done during the day, you can do it the entire day. Anything that the mitzvah is done during the night, you can do it the entire night. Okay, so says the Gemara Minolan. How do I know this? Damar Krav HaYom HaYila Niskar Menasin. How do I know that you can read the Megillah the entire day? Because it says, V'hayyamim HaYila Niskar Menasin. These days, meaning the entire day, you can mention and do the mitzvahs of Purim. What about Kriya Sahalel? Yitzhiyam Yimizrach Shemesh Ad Bavol. Right in the beginning of Halel, it says, from the time the sun rises in the east till it sets in the west. And then Rabbi Yossi Omer, or Omer, perhaps if you skip the parentheses, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Or you could say, because it says in the Halel, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. So two sources in the Halel itself for why we can do it all day. Ulunatilas Lulav, you can take the Lulav all day. Dechsiv, Lekachtem Lachem, by Yom HaRishon. You take it during the first day of Sukkot. Really, the rest of the days of Sukkot, outside of the Beis HaMikdash are only Midir Rabbanan. Kias Shofar. And you can blow the shofar the entire day. Dechsiv, Yom Trua, Yelachem. It's the day of Trua. Ulmusaf, and you can dab Musaf and bring the Korban Musaf all day. Dechsiv, Dvar Yom V'Yomo. Right? Every day, according to its day, of special days of the Korban Musaf. Ulitfilas HaMusaf and Kim Musaf and Shavu Rabbanan. And Davening Musaf, we said, is the same exact Zmanim. When the rabbis established Davening Musaf, we said it's the exact same Zmanim as bringing the Korban Musaf. Ulavidui Parim. What about the vidui that the Kohen does on the Korbanos on Yom Kippur? The Yalef Kapara Kapara Miyom HaKippurim. We have a Gzeirah Shaveh from the word Kapara on Yom Kippur. The word Kapara of Atonement, not like the word Parah of Cow. The Tanya, because we have a following, Brisa Gabe Yom HaKippurim, because it says in terms of the Kapara of Yom Kippur, V'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso. He should get an atonement for himself and his family and his household. The kaparas dvarim akasim medabre. That's referring to a kapara that you get from words. A kapara biyamamahu yichsev bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem. Right. It says that you will get a kapara on this day. So we have, when it comes to kaparas dvarim, meaning a kapara of words, i.e. the vidui that the Kohen Gadol will say on these special karbanos. And therefore it says, Kiba Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. So we see that it's talking about the same time, i.e. all day. Ula Vidui Meiser, and when you get rid of all the Meiseros from your house, you do the special Vidui at the Beis HaMikdash. Yechsev, Ve'amarta Lefnei Hashem Elkecha Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. It says, by Vidui Meiser, you go to God, and you go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you say, I have gotten rid of all of the holy stuff, meaning all the Meiseros from my house. And it also says right next to it, this day Hashem, your God, is commanding you. Even though that's not referring to Vidur and Meiser, it's we darshan smuchim, psukim that are near each other in Sefer Devarim, and this is something right next to it. And it says specifically, on this day, God is commanding you. What about smicha and shchita? What about when it comes to putting your hands on the korban and shechting the korban? Dechsiv is samach v'shachat. It says words right next to each other. First you do the smicha, then you do the shchita. Dechsiv ba v'shchita b'yom zivchachem. Alright, so it says the day that you shecht it, meaning you can shecht it all day. Ultnufa, what about waving the korban, those korbanos which require tnufa like a shlomim? Dechsiv b'yom hanifchem es ha'omer. When it says by the korban omer, we know also needs tnufa. It says the day that you wave the korban omer, which is a barley korban, but also we apply it to anything that needs tenufa. Ula hagasha, what about the hagasha is when you put the klisharis that has the korban mincha inside of it, has the flour and the ingredients inside of it, you put it, you can, right next to the corner of the mizbeach, that gives a special kedusha. The iskash le tenufa, that is compared to the tenufa. Dechsim, ula kacha koin miyara isha es mincha sakinaos. It says by the sota woman that the kohen will take the korban mincha, called the minchas kinos, that the woman brings, he takes it from her hand, vehinif, and then he waves the korban, vehikriv, and then he brings the korban. So you see that the akrava, bringing it close to the mizbeach, is done at the same time as the tenufa. And we just said before, we have a pasuk by tenufa of the omer that it's done during the day. Ula malika, what about malika of a korban, shechting the bird korban with your fingernail? Ula kmitza, and taking the three fingers full from the korban mincha, ula ktara, and burning the fats on the mizbeach and burning the kmitza on the mizbeach on the korban mincha. Ula hazaya, and sprinkling either means the dam of a korban, hazaya is usually used for the paraduma, but here we say it's zrika sadam, because it's called zrika by certain karbanos. Normally we say the word zrika when it talks about putting the dam on the corners of the mizbeach. That's throwing. People think that it's all the bloods are sprinkled. No, 99% of all korbanos that are not a korban chatas, you take the dam on your finger and you touch the dam to the corner of the mizbeach. And all other korbanos we do zrika, where you throw the dam from a klisharis, from a cup, onto the corners of the mizbeach. However, on Yom Kippur, we do hazaya, we sprinkle the dam both inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and on the corners of the Mizbeach that's inside the Heichal. That's what this Hazayah is referring to. Sorry about the confusion. That's what Rashi points out. Dichsiv, as it says, how do we know these things are done all day? As it says, the Yom Saboso es B'nei Yisrael, on the day that Hashem commanded the Jews to bring their karbanos. Ulashkoyes Sota, how do we know that the Sota drinks the water all day? Asya Torah Torah. We have a gzeres shava from the word Torah. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, v'asola koin is called Torah hazos. When it says by the sota that he does this whole Torah, this whole loss. Excuse me. It says over there, al pi haTorah asher yarucha, based on the Torah that Hashem is teaching you. That is referring to judging a case. Ma mishpat bayom. Just like cases can only be judged during the day, as we have a drasha, Rashi points out, we learn out a drasha from B'yom HaNechilo Esbanav, right? So we learn the whole parsha over there is referring to judging cases, Afkan B'yom, so too, by the Sota, it can only be done during the day. And next time, Bezras Hashem, we will finish the perek and move on to the third perek of HaKoreis HaMegillah, part 2.